Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio and Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Broadcasting every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. Join Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber as they invite you, along with their special guests, for a weekly journey of the paranormal. Learn about paranormal happenings and call in for a psychic mini-read. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Or join us in the interactive chat room for your comments and your questions. Now let's get to the show. It's Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. This is Primarily Paranormal, and this is Tina Marie, and Bob Weber.
In the house.
All
in
right.
The house.
All
we got a very special guest tonight, one of our old friends, Eric Perry, of the Central New Hampshire Paranormal Society. We'll have him on here just in a little bit. There's been a lot of things happening for him, so we look forward to getting caught
very
up
excited.
To that.
Absolutely.
And certainly, if you'd like to chat with us, call into the show at 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know you'd like to talk to us. But, you know, that music gets the cats all cranked up, you know. I've got a cat on my lap. It's finally calmed down a little bit. I thought by giving him just a little bit of kibbles right before the show might calm it down.
Don't work.
Don't work. Don't work. So we got cats running amok, dogs being crazy. And,
very happy. Very happy night.
They're all good. They just love it when we do our shows together. And we've got a big announcement.
We do. Ready?
Yeah, here on Greater Good Ministry Radio, we're proud to say we are going to do a full hour psychic show.
Yeah.
And it's going to be called Psychic Tina Marie Primetime.
There you go, Primetime. All right, and that will be...
That is going to start a week from tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central, 8 Eastern. And for our good friends out on the West Coast, that's 5 o'clock. So when you're stuck
Tuesday night.
Yeah, Tuesday night, so when you're stuck on the 905 and you're listening to us, just call into the show.
There you go.
And
you
get
go.
Your psychic questions answered.
Or we'll be doing dream interpretation, spirituality talk, or paranormal talk, whatever anybody wants to talk about.
And you know who would be a really good guest to have on?
Who?
Alicia.
Alicia McQuaid.
Yep.
Absolutely. That would be
Dragonfly Studio.
Absolutely. Well, we'll just get a hold of her and see if she won't come on over.
See,
she's a beautiful
be a
recce master.
Yeah.
There you go.
And talk about that aspect.
Oh, yeah. We're going to line up all kind of cool things.
You know,
happen.
So it'll be a little bit more than, you know, hopefully we'll bring in a few topics, but...
You know, I was I think I was talking to Eric a good while back and you about this one. I'm not going to have a round table. I'm going to have a square table. I'm going to be pulling people in. It will be a little bit different, but it's always good. It'll always do the best we can.
Well, you know it'd be better?
What's that?
Get in a swimming pool and everyone hangs on to a giant inner tube.
There you – oh, now that'd be good as long as there's cocktails and food and everything else. We're getting somewhere else.
All
that's,
right.
That's what happens when you live in a beautiful place like Fort Walton Beach, Florida, up here in the Destin area. What a beautiful day we had today.
Finally,
Ooh.
The weather has broke. We're back to our sunny skies of Florida, and we couldn't be happier.
Yep, here comes the sun.
Thank God. I
Absolutely.
Mean, I'm
we'll get about a week of summer, I think, right?
Yeah, probably.
There you go. All
so,
right.
So, you know, we got to get down and visit B. You know, because she's only a couple hours away.
Oh,
we're
going to do it.
Maybe we'll do that. We'll try that inner tube thing, see if it works.
Yeah, she says, I got the pool. Come on down. So
That's
we
right.
will do it. Reverend B is the founder of GGRM, Greater Good Ministry Radio, this programming right here. And I've known her for years, worked with her for years, spirituality-wise and paranormal-wise. I've done many investigations with her. She is the one years ago. They gave me my break on radio, and I haven't shut up since.
I know. We talked about that yesterday.
It's all good.
But
how
if you want to learn about Greater Good Ministry Radio, just visit ggmradio.com.
You know, there's a lot of different hosts and programming going on over here.
That's right. There's going to be some changes upcoming here in September. And but, you know, it's still all inspirational
you
all
betcha.
The time. It's about love, togetherness, you know, universe and
spirituality and
compassion.
You bet.
So we couldn't ask to belong to a better network.
Absolutely
but
not.
But, of course, during the week, during the 11 o'clock, you're not going to give up your little
30-minute
show.
I'll still be doing, yeah.
You know, that's called the Tina Marie Show. That's 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And right
Tuesday
here on Blog Talk,
Saturday.
And that's called that's under the Psychic Radio Network. That's the name
Absolutely.
Of the page
yep,
that we
yep,
have for
yep,
it.
Yep.
And, but you can find all this information out if you just visit our website, which is www.misstina.com. MISSTENA.com.
Did we get all the programming done? Right this second. How about if we go to a real tell the number of the show again in case somebody wants to call in and talk to us or Eric Perry. Our special guest tonight. What is the number, darling?
Dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. But we're going to take a quick pause for the pause, catch our breath, and you're listening to WGGM here on this. I almost said the Psychic Radio
I know,
Network.
But we're on Greater Good Ministry
on,
Radio tonight.
That's right. Well, WGGM, which is Greater Good Ministry Radio.
All right, hold on, folks. We'll be right
we'll
back.
We'll be right back. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini-readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at MissTina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's MissTina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina and the Gulf Coast Paranormal at GulfCoastParanormal.com. Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. And welcome back to Primarily Paranormal here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network. You know, it is our pleasure and our honor to bring on our next guest. He is a co-founder of Central New Hampshire Paranormal Society, And without any further ado, we're going to get all caught up on all of his investigations he's been doing, because I know he and his team have been very busy.
Mm-hmm.
With no further ado, Mr. Eric Perry, welcome to the show again. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys tonight?
Great.
We're doing great. We appreciate you joining us. And I know recently you all did an event. How did that go? That was back in July, wasn't it?
That was. That was the Haunted Victorian event that we did. And it was a wonderful turnout. We were expecting about roughly about 50-some-odd people. We ended up with about 45. And we raised about over $2,000 for the Haunted Victorian.
Oh,
that's
wonderful.
Right. And
wonderful.
And the proceeds was, you know, to help restore the roof. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Very
right.
Good.
Well, that's wonderful.
So on that event, what things did you cover there?
We had three speakers. We had Spiritual Frank with us, a very well sought after speaker here in the paranormal field. He is he spoke about how to talk to spirits and how to interact with spirits and their, you know, and everything. And we had Joe Paranormal from New Bedford Paranormal. And what he did is he talked about some of his 30 years experience that he had in the paranormal field. And then we had Mark Avil from Glory Ghost Hounds, and he was incredible.
Wow, isn't that awesome? Ooh, golly, bomb. Now take us up to what was the next thing that you were doing up there, Eric?
Oh, we've been so busy with investigations as of late. We've had bookstores. We just recently got done doing an Air Force base, an abandoned Air Force base in Vermont. And
wow.
I could tell you this, it was one of the most active places that we've ever been to in quite a while.
I did get to see where you got some EVPs from that location and where your electric magnetic went off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
we
tell
had,
everybody about it. That was pretty cool. I got to see that video. That was like, woo-hoo!
we were no power at all in this place. There's no electricity whatsoever in the building. And it was all taken out. It was all taken out.
Yeah. When you tell everybody about the experience, can you explain to everybody out there what the equipment does during an investigation, a paranormal investigation?
We were using K2 meters to actually check out for electric magnetic fields.
Okay.
And we were using the K2s, and the K2s were going off like Christmas trees in the video.
Mm-hmm.
We all wore masks. Now, I got to put this out there. We all wore face masks because it reported that the building had asbestos in it.
Oh, good.
We covered
we
all covered our faces so we wouldn't get anything.
Very wise. Safety first, always.
And it was five of us that went up, and we were using those. We were using night vision cameras.
Cool beans.
Some stuff like that. We were using a motion sensor alarm on the entrance of an office, and that's what you guys hear in the video, is that going off completely.
Wow.
What the motion sensor does is... it sounds off if something goes by it. Now, all five of us were all together in the video. It went off. No one was near it. All of a sudden, it went off. Now, in the recordings that we've done, we heard footsteps first, and then all of a sudden, the alarm went off.
Wow. That's pretty good stuff there. Absolutely.
We were also using a device called... It's by a group called Gotcha Ghost. It's a spirit communication device. It runs on no batteries. It's a magnetic with a copper wire around it, inside of it. And it hitches right up to your digital recorder. It does not pick up human voices. It only picks up spirit voices.
All
on
right.
The recording.
Tell everybody again, what is the name of this?
This is called it's by a group called Gotcha Ghost. It's spirit. It's called a spirit communication device. It's a little square box. Gotcha Ghost. You can find them right on Facebook, and you can find them on Amazon and eBay also. to get their equipment.
Cool beans, cool beans. All right, and what was you able to do with this piece of equipment?
We were actually able to figure out what was going on in the place, who we had. We actually nicknamed him the Joker because he was playing jokes on us.
Yeah, I heard you say that on your video.
Myself and one of my investigators, Virginia, were standing and we were watching the K2 meter go off. And all of a sudden, between the two of us, it was a cold breeze.
Wow.
That we could not figure out what it was. And then everyone started feeling nauseous, drained. Our equipment was draining. We had we were using melmeters to read the temperature and the EMF spikes. And one of them was drained completely. We couldn't even turn the melmeter onto Fahrenheit at all. That's how bad it was drained out.
I'm going to tell you, a lot of people do not realize, you know, through education, in which I'm just very proud to be affiliated with you and your organization, the society up there, because a lot of people do not realize when they go into an investigation that they can have physical reactions to spirit. And you know, you felt a bit nauseous and you got kind of drained and stuff like this. And this does occur. Absolutely, absolutely. How long did it take y'all to did you have to leave the location, or did it pass quickly, or what happened?
We ended up leaving the room that we were in. We had to disarm and arm the motion sensors, so if anything came across. So we ended up leaving the room. And we went up and further into the building just to get away from that area. And after that, we were fine. We felt good. And nothing else happened.
Did you get any EVPs, electric voice phenomena from this area?
We did. We got a voice that said, right out loud, you hear it and you hear it go, very good.
Very good. Was you asking questions at that particular time, or was this just something that you were able to pick up?
We were asking questions about different rankings, if he was an airman, a sergeant, master sergeant, or any of those. And all we heard was, very good.
There you go. There you go. Oh, my golly, bomb. All right.
But, you said there was five of you. Why don't you name some of your team members that went with you on this, and what were their roles in this investigation?
Myself and my investigator, captain, for the junior team, Eddie, were doing the filming during the investigation. My buddy Dave, who happens to be a lead investigator, was running the melmeter and recorders. Donna and Virginia were running K2 meters at that time.
Did you, at this location, I already know the answer before I even ask you this. You did.
Because you're a psychic.
No, not, well, not because I'm a psychic, because I know Eric.
Okay.
No, I know that you did not use any kind of provoking, did you, at this location?
No provoking whatsoever. I might have, I tried to do a sergeant routine to try to get it to interact and talk a little more. I was like, okay, you maggots, let's move, get out of these bunks. Because it looked like it was a bunking area at one time.
Okay, but a personal attack on any particular spirit or any of that. You were just
reenacting. No.
Yeah, I got you there. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool stuff right there.
It is. And if you have any questions for Eric, or you want a psychic mini reading later in the show, dial 347-237-5339. Press 1 to let us know. But you said that was in Vermont, correct?
Correct. It was in an old Air Force base up in Lydonville, Vermont. We actually had to get special permission from the Vermont State Police, the U.S. Air Force, and the game wardens of Vermont.
Well, I'm going to tell you, a lot of people, you know, that are trying to get into this field really have got to understand you've got to have permission to go into these locations, because a lot of times, you know, they could be dangerous. You might get arrested for trespassing. Floors may give out, asbestos. A lot of people just really do not realize how dangerous these kind of situations could possibly be. Even, you know, critters, animals in these locations, because, you know, you said it was an abandoned one, right?
Correct. It was an abandoned radar station. There was four radar towers up on the top part, plus a couple buildings. And then on the bottom part was all the command post bunks and stuff like that on the lower part. Now, when we were up in the high part is where we got the EVPs and the video. And I've been watching the video very carefully tonight and earlier today, and David, my lead investigator, has been watching it this evening. If you watch it very carefully, he noticed some kind of shadow that keeps popping in and out in the video that we can't explain.
Wow. Well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go to a real quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere, Eric. And if anybody would like to talk to Eric or myself or Bob, the number is, honey,
347-237-5339. You're listening to Primarily Paranormal here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network. We'll be right back after this brief message. Psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina at the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina at the Gulf Coast Paranormal at gulfcoastparanormal.com. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. And welcome back to Primarily Paranormal here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network. We're talking with Eric Perry, co-founder of the Central New Hampshire Paranormal Society. And Eric, glad to have you back on. Are you there?
I am here.
Okay,
you know,
great.
This is so great, because
you know, my question. I pulled up a map, and I know you're in New Hampshire. What sort of a distance did you travel to do this investigation?
It was a good 3 to 3.5 hour ride.
I was going to say. I mean, we try and keep it right in our tri-county area.
We're getting older, though.
you do some serious traveling on some of your investigations. What's been the furthest investigation travel you've ever had to do?
Our furthest one happened to be in West Virginia at the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that'd be a good one to go to. Yeah, and when did you do that one?
That was one of our very first investigations in 2010, our very first one.
Well, just throw yourself right in it, huh?
We did. Well, we threw ourselves right into it with the Trans-Allegheny, but we then the second investigation was shortly a day after that. was in Pennsylvania, and that was Eastern State Penitentiary.
Wow.
So you tackle the big boys first. If you figured if it doesn't kill you, you're going to survive it.
That's right.
But I'll tell you this much. The Air Force Base actually scared the living hell out of us Saturday night with the motion sensor going off. We all jumped out of our skins.
I imagine. I seen the video. I could just imagine it.
But, you know, you said you started your investigations back in 2010. Kind of give us, how your team has evolved over the last 3 years.
Well, we went from using, I'll put it this way, when Sandy and I started team, it started out just using borrowed equipment from people like recorders. But camera-wise, we were just using disposable cameras to take pictures and relying on our ghost meter, our one ghost meter that we had. And it was pretty interesting, some of the stuff we were getting with just the limited equipment that we had. And now today we have everything from shoulder-mounted camera to, what do you want to call it, millimeters, K2s, the Gotcha Ghost gear, you name it, we have it.
Do you find that using all this extra equipment that has recently come out, do you think it has really helped you to really prove scientifically-wise that there is entity or spirits in a location?
Yeah, it's helped us quite a bit. Everything from our flash recorders to our digital recorders have helped us actually catch spirit communications with different things without using trigger objects or anything of that nature. And the Gotcha Ghost gear just helped us out even more by building this EVP catcher.
There you go. Wow. Do you feel that that is more, it enables you to get more than just using a recorder?
Oh, yeah. Because it doesn't pick your voices up. So you're hearing silence when you're recording. What's recording is a silence until you hear things. I've had using this. I've used a device where it's all of a sudden you hear, hey, real out loud on it.
Okay.
And it doesn't take any batteries at all. It just plugs into your recorder.
Okay. In other words, you're able to go back and find out what question you asked to receive this information, correct, if it's an electric voice phenomenon? Okay.
Correct. We'll use two recorders, one with a mic, like a big old mic on it, and then we'll use another recorder with the Gotcha Ghost on it, and we'll set them down so you can actually hear us, but on the other one you'll actually hear just the spirit communicating, answering those questions.
Cool beans. I just wanted everybody to be able to understand what it is that y'all do in an investigation, because this is what we're trying to do on this programming. Since the day you've ever met me and I met you, you know it's very important for me to give people to educate, and you're the same way, and that's who we try to have on this programming, to educate the public in reference to doing this stuff, and what to fear, not what to fear, and how to go about doing it. Now, the one thing I wanted to ask you: have y'all been doing any residential residents?
We have done quite a few.
Okay.
That have actually, we just did one for one of our investigators. She was having issues in her home.
Okay.
And we did her home and didn't catch much on anything. But we actually got stuff on EVP.
All right. Now, you said this was an investigator that works with you?
Correct.
All right. Do you think that possibly that she had brought something back to her location from an investigation?
No, she actually lives in a very historical home.
Oh, all right.
And it's all I can say, it's connected to Lizzie Borden.
Whoa. Ooh.
You guys just don't fool around, do you? I mean, you know.
No, they don't play. Yeah. They go directly to
Trans-Allegheny, you know, I mean, just Lizzie Borden. I mean, you just go for the big ones. I mean,
right.
Why?
And what we're doing now is one of the things that we're working on is when we're at a location now. Now everybody's seen Ghost Labs on TV when they
were
on, and I have nothing but respect for those brothers because they know what they were doing. They knew
too.
How to handle it scientifically.
I did too. Yes, I did
so
too.
So we're following in their same path, and we're throwing an electronic net pretty much over the house or the location we're at. So it's
there
covered from head to toe with all kinds of gear.
Can you tell everybody out there what it is that you are trying to, what it is you're doing and what that equipment does?
Yeah, most of the gear that we're setting up, we're even using old cameras. We have a camera that actually takes a floppy disk and for pictures. And it's a lot slower speed, so we can actually capture something a little different on the disk, and it's easy to transfer that disk onto a computer, all the pictures. It's much easier. You can actually buy the hard drive, the whole nine yards for it.
Do you do all your digital recorders when you're doing your cameras and things like this, do you ever do any of it in black and white?
We do. We have done them in black and white. Right now we're filming because there's something else about the team I'll tell you in a few minutes. We're doing a lot more filming at night. We just got a beautiful camera, video camera that has this big light on it. I mean, professional grade photography light. And it's in full spectrum. And we also got another camera that's full spectrum light from another ghost company, one of my investigators bought, and we were filming up at the airbase. These things came in handy during the filming.
Do you use any infrared at all?
We have used infrared. We've used it on our third biggest case, which was Merrimack County Nursing Home, which was five buildings, and it took us a month and a half to investigate.
And a whole lot more to go over the evidence. Now, on the infrared, I'm just trying to pick out, you know, little pieces of equipment so that, you know, we're trying to educate everybody with this stuff.
Right,
Was you able to get anything on it?
We did.
And
on the infrared, we were with another team. We set up an infrared camera in a location that we knew that we had activity in. And what it did is, during the filming, it actually caught a face coming up out of the wall.
Wow, wow.
Nothing in the wall, and it actually caught the face coming right out of the wall and smiling and then disappeared.
Whoa. Now, infrared, can you explain to everybody what this is?
The infrared is a certain spectrum of light. It's a different degree of light compared to a full spectrum, which is almost like a nighttime light. It's a different spectral grade of the light. The infrared is a more, how can I put it, a softer light, I would say.
Absolutely. I've used it many a times. And I Bob and I have used it many, many times. And I'm going to tell you, side by side with other cameras and different, you know, photography things, And it does. We've got some whoo stuff. Absolutely.
I think Central has put this year their emphasis on a lot of things, and education was on our top priority. We were just out at Danville, New Hampshire, at their old home day, and people were just coming up and telling us their ghost stories and what the equipment is. We've put out all the equipment so people could actually come up and touch it and ask what it does and stuff like that.
My gosh, I'm going to tell you what, since we first met and the direction you have went with this, you have worked with the best. I've got to tell you, he's like one of my little younglings, but I can't say that anymore because you stand on your own now. You have really, absolutely took to this and doing a fantastic job. And, me doing this over 30 years, I've got to say, I am just so tickled that it took a long time. It took a long time to really kind of educate the public, to get responsible individuals to step up and do this right. You do not charge for any of your investigations, do you?
Correct. We do not charge, and that's the whole thing. We're going to be working. I can't tell you yet, but we're going to be working with a major haunted attraction in October here in New Hampshire. It's going to it's actually one of New England's most haunted attractions, and it's considered one of the most for Halloween around Halloween time, and it's going to be a wonderful time. But the other thing I can give you some really good news. This is really good news. Central is now going to be on TV.
Whoa, Doodlebug.
Well, congratulations.
My youngin' really went far.
Can you
disclose
the network or any circumstances about it at this time?
Yeah, we're going to actually be on Channel 23 in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's going to be called Haunted in New England.
Oh, wow, cool.
And it's going to be an educational show where we actually get to talk to some of the people that are in the paranormal field and actually do interviews with them. But it'll also be some of Central's investigations. During investigations, you get to see, after we're at a hunt, if it's not a personal home, you'll actually get to see how we're investigating and get to see the evidence that we're capturing during an investigation.
Oh, I am just so tickled about this. Bob and I have been doing this for a long, long time, and it's wonderful. You know, I'm going to tell you, you and I really kind of gravitated to each other, and I've just got to be honest with you. I am just so proud of what you've accomplished and the people that you're working with, and that's why you keep coming back on the show, because I want people to hear. You know, I mean, right now you're I got to tell you, you're on top. And what I mean by that is I'm proud of the way you're educating yourself, the public, and you're still going at it, and you're respectful, and you do not charge for investigations. How can people get a hold of you?
They can actually get a hold of us at Central NH Paranormal Society on Facebook, or they can actually find us on our website at www.centralnhps.com. Or find me on Facebook at Eric Perry, Fearless Leader.
All right, Fearless Leader. And tell hi to Sandra and the rest of your team. Do you want to tell everybody really quickly how many you have on your team and who they are?
Yeah, we actually have our first, 22 active members in Central now. We have Tim Church, who's our case manager. We have Sandra Bartlett as co-founder. David Currier as our lead investigator, Ed and Aaron are co-leaders of the junior team, and we have Tina, who happens to be our spiritual guidance and cleanser for the team.
All right,
very good, and certainly I posted your website in the chat room already, you know, and that's www.central.com. And then NLPS.com.
All right.
So make sure you visit that site. And, you know, make sure that you get a SoundCloud. That way you can post some of your EVPs on your website.
We actually have SoundCloud. EVPs are going to be going up on the website. We have one of our new guys, Roger Whitehouse, and his wife, Brenda, are our publicity people. And they are also going to be our tech people. And they are going to be working on the website with Sandra, getting that taken care of. And Sandra was just down near you guys in Georgia, by the way.
Oh, man.
Wow, we're going to have to get together and do some stuff down here.
Did she bring back any peaches for you?
not for me, but I know she brought some barbecue sauce back for Brenda.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. All right. You know what? I'd like to thank you for coming and doing this. Eric Perry from new founder of Central New Hampshire Paranormal Society, Eric Perry. He's been on our shows so many times, and I got to tell you, we'll get it right yet, won't we?
Yeah, you will.
All right, Eric, we're going to have to let you go, but I'm going to tell you, thank you so much. He is such a trooper, and I mean, kudos to you.
And good luck on your new upcoming show. Is that going to be on public access television?
Correct. It'll be on September 6th. It'll be a link to everybody to actually come and actually watch it.
Well, you better do it because we're all just going to be there. Love and light to you.
Well,
and we're going to talk soon, okay?
Well, my first guest is D.C. Carroll.
You know, oh, my gosh, I better be one or two or third down the row.
You will be. You will be.
All right, Eric.
He says, by God, we'll have to get ready for that one.
All right.
Love and light to you. That is Eric Perry from Central New Hampshire Paranormal Society. Love and light, buddy. We'll talk soon.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Primarily Paranormal. And we're going to
Bring on Tina Fleury out of Dixie County, a good friend of mine that I've worked with quite a few times in the paranormal. So don't go away. Tina, stay online. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break.
And you're listening to Primarily Paranormal here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network. We'll be right back. Psychic Tina Marie has been a paranormal investigator for over 30 years, working over 1,000 cases. If you feel you have a paranormal situation, contact Tina at the Gulf Coast Paranormal. We will either personally investigate your case or refer a reputable investigation team in your area. Contact Tina at the Gulf Coast Paranormal at gulfcoastparanormal.com. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
Hi, welcome back to the show. This is Psychic Tina Marie and Mr. Bob Weber. Thank you so much.
And thank you to Eric Perry of Central New Hampshire Paranormal Society.
Absolutely. He is
right there.
Yeah, there you go.
He
went on air, but I'm going to tell you, he's a big, good friend of ours. I'll tell you. It doesn't matter. We call him up and he shows. All right, we do have a special guest we're going to pull up. We've got Tina and Dana Fleury out of, we're not going to give the county, but it is in South Florida.
You already gave it.
And did I? We worked together years ago and several paranormal investigations. Are you online, darling?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How you doing?
I'm fine, and I'm all right.
We're good.
Sounds like
I had oral surgery today, so if I slur a little bit, don't think nothing by it.
We're going to do our best to blop it out. Hey,
yeah.
You got Mr. Dana with you.
No, he's at work.
My
husband's at work.
Doing solo tonight. All right.
Yeah,
you know, you and I recently reconnected, and it was just so cool. Just so cool. You know, You and I did investigations together when I had Dixie Boo Resource and Cross City Paranormal down in Dixie County area, and we did several investigations together. And catch up. Let us know what you've been up to. You went on a big deal here lately. You went to Iowa, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am. Me and my husband, we kind of went our own way, and we went on vacation, went to Villisca, Iowa, which went to the Axe Murder House. That place is awesome. And after that, we went to Squirrel Cage Jail. But if anybody can afford to go to the Villisca Axe House, they need to go with their paranormal investigators. We have got so much evidence from that place. It's just crazy. I got a full body apparition on my thermal camera. Got a lot of little kids' voices. It's just an amazing place. You have to go there at least once in your lifetime. It's a great place.
You know, when you let's just back up just a little bit, and I just want to tell everybody, you and you and another investigator, we did residential homes. We did a hotel down in Key West.
Cedar Key.
Cedar Key, that's Cedar right. Key. And yeah. Well, gosh, we did so many. I'm just trying to bring it around. But now that was a trip, wasn't it? Your poor husband.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna, you know, a lot of people say, well, that's not cool. But this it really was cool, because at that hotel, and it was called the Island Hotel, wasn't it?
Yes, ma'am, Island Hotel.
All right, and your husband, he works for a federal institute. Let's just put it that way. He came up and had worked, you know, a long shift, and he went to sleep, and we had two rooms in this hotel, and all we could do is stand at the door and watch while this poor man slept, because he had to go to sleep, and the popping and the snapping and the voices that we got from in there. We didn't know whether to wake him up or pull him out, but he didn't hear a thing. He was out.
No. He slept through it all. And he was new, and he was very skeptic about ghost hunting and the paranormal to begin with. But now that we're, you know, we have invested so much money and time into this, he is now actually a believer.
Yeah. Well, I imagine. I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
When you went... when you and Dana went up there to Villisca, Iowa, to the Axe Murder House, can you tell us a little bit of any experiences or what you received at this location?
Oh, yes. Well, when we first got in there, you know, they do a tour of the house. They briefly tell you about, you know, where the bodies and stuff are located. Well, me and my husband, we went to go sit back once he handed the keys to us. You know, we started setting our equipment up. And right off the bat, I felt... It almost reminded you of like a little kid trying to grab your hand, and it did it to me twice. It was like, holy cow. Yeah. And then when we got up in the attic, my husband and I were sitting. He was sitting kind of behind me because he's recording me. And I had my thermal. I was scanning the area while we were sitting down holding my thermal, and he had his regular Sony camcorder going. And I said, holy cow, I got spiders. I'm real bad, terrified of spiders. I thought a spider was crawling on my leg. But when we look back at the thermal, you could see a black hand actually come out and touch me on my leg.
Aww.
Yeah.
Did you feel it was a negative presence? Excuse me. Did you feel that it was a negative presence or energy of a child? What was your emotion at that time?
I didn't feel anything negative. Like I said, it was more like the spider effect. I was more freaked out because I just swore it was a spider. That's how heavy it was.
A lot of people do describe spirit as feeling sometimes as like a spider effect, a spider web effect.
Cobweb.
Yeah. We was up in the attic. I thought that's what it was, you know, a spider. But when we got to looking back, it's like, wow, you can't see the fingers, but you can see like the hand. You know, like it was cuffs, you know, touching me on my leg. And,
wow.
And then we went, yeah. And then we went to the kids' room, and now this is kind of creepy. When my husband actually said he goes, I feel something just weird in here, you know, real heavy. And we played back the audio, and it had a male's voice to get out, real deep, heavy.
Wow.
Very creepy voice.
Do you believe that to be, you know, everybody knows the story about Villisca, the axe murder case. A lot of people do. You know, so many children were killed in that location, and a mother,
husband and wife,
and I think it was
two kids and four.
Four kids, after six
and
kids.
Four friends stayed over.
Yeah. Do you believe that the energy that you felt up in the attic was maybe the father, or do you believe that it was more of a negative? Some people, you know, they just honestly say that they feel the person that killed all these individuals that his energy is still there. Do you think it was residual, or do you think, what do you think about all that,
What's your
Tina?
Opinion on it?
Yeah, what is your opinion?
I would say, personally, what I have felt was more of the kids, you know, right off the bat with them trying to touch my hand, and with them, you know, just braid, you know, touch my leg. I think it was more of me being the mother figure to them. Maybe
you go. I was just fixing to say that. Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Because
right.
I didn't get any negative voices like my husband did. He got more of the male voices, where mom is more like the kid voices. Now,
okay.
I think, you know, I just think he was attracted more to the male than I, you know, the spirit was attracted to
the
him.
Male energy. The father
yeah.
would absolutely wouldn't want another male, you know, around.
Yeah.
I can
yeah,
understand.
Exactly.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Can you real quickly tell us about the other place that you were talking about earlier, and what was the name of it?
It's called Squirrel yeah. Cage Jail. It's in Council Bluff, Iowa. There, she is just now opening it up to paranormal investigators, and that is another good place to go to. Now, on that place, I actually had got a full body apparition in the women's prison cell part, and I had like a negative, I know this is going to sound crazy, a negative voice sounded like almost like Darth Vader following me everywhere. I mean, everywhere, like on my thermal, it has audio, and you hear like a just a heavy breathing around me all the time. And it mumbles, but you can't make out what it is saying. You know what I'm saying? We tried to listen to what it was saying, but when it talks, it just kind of real, almost like an emphysema. Somebody has real bad emphysema talking, you know, real
yeah.
raspy. You can't make out what it's saying and everything.
But ironic about those two locations, I was raised in Atlantic, Iowa. Both locations
yeah.
that you are talking about, one was 27 miles east of me. The other one
yeah.
was about 43 miles mm-hmm. west of me. So, I mean, this, as soon as you told me this, I went, oh, goodness. It's a small world, ain't it, darling?
I really enjoy Iowa. I mean, the whole area, everybody was so nice there. I mean, it was just a nice, pleasant place to go visit Iowa was. I mean, I have no complaints with about Iowa.
Well, of course, that's where Tina's from.
It's a small world, darling. What we'd like
yep.
to do, Tina, what we'd like to do is have you, and if Dana can make it, we're going to book you for a time. And you let us know, and maybe we can pull up some of your EVPs and even some of your video. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, on the program, we'll only be able to do EVPs. So if
yeah.
you're up and you feel good about sharing what you've got, mm-hmm. we'd love to do it.
Now, we're fixing to go on another trip the first of this month. We're going to South Carolina at the Charleston Jail. Are you?
We're here. Can you hear us?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to let my dogs in and I lost you. We're fixing
That's
to
all
go
right.
on. The 1st of September, we're going to Charleston Jail. So hopefully I have some more stuff to give you when we
all
come
right.
back.
All right. Well, every year ready to come back. We'd love to have you on. Tell Dana hello for me. Long time,
yeah.
long time. Long time, and
oh yeah, I got my start from you. See what you
well,
created.
Lord have mercy.
But I
am just so proud that you have seen the light and how respectful you are working with spirits and how you conduct
yep.
yourself. And I really truly am, and that does my heart so much good. I can't take credit, but I'll take a little bit of credit, just itty bit, because
yeah.
I'm going to tell you. I kind of threw the first investigation that you and I ever did. I kind of threw you to the wolves because do you remember the Anderson house? I'll just say it. The Anderson house?
Yes, I remember that one. That was
you know
the trailer,
that house
right?
burned yeah. You know it burned down, correct?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't...
And we'll talk about that on another night. But we are running out of time. And Tina, thank you so much for popping in. And we are going to have you back on.
We've got your number now.
We got
so.
Your number now, girl. We got your number now. And we will be.
I'm playing. I'm actually getting hooky from work.
I'm going to tell you.
But, yeah,
and I You've been to the dentist, and you just a trooper for popping in, and I've been looking so forward to this. It just it makes me, it just tickles me. Okay, we're going to have to wrap this up. Thank you, Tina. We're going to get back with you, keep in touch with you, and very, very interesting. We are going to hear more from Tina Fleury.
Thank you very much, Tina.
All right. All right,
guys,
everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that was Tina Fleury. She and her husband are private investigators.
Private investigators, and she got her start from me.
You know, that's
a trip.
Similar county, if you know this show a lot, you know what county we're talking about.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
And we wish them well on their upcoming trip to North Carolina, and hopefully they catch some.
They work hard. Oh my gosh, they work so hard, and I'm just so tickled to be reunited with individuals that. I hired a long time ago. Worked with
go.
A long time ago.
But some programming notes. Again, Tina will be back on tomorrow at 11 a.m., Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. Central. And tune in for the Psychic Tina Marie Show on the Psychic Radio Network right here on Blog Talk. You can find this information on our website at www.misstina.com. MissTena. And while you're over there, if you think you need a psychic reading or you want one, take advantage of the specials. We have two current specials running right now, 20 minutes for $35 and 30 minutes for $50. Just click the special button there, takes you right to the specials. Just complete it with PayPal and then fill out our contact form, and we'll get that set up for you.
Yeah.
But an exciting programming note will be a week from tomorrow.
On Tuesday nights, right
Tuesday night at 7 o'clock Central. So not only are we going to have primarily paranormal on Monday, we're going to have Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central, the Psychic Tina Marie Prime Time.
And until then, y'all, you can catch me Tuesday through Saturday during the day on the Psychic Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio at 11 a.m. Central.
That's right. But all this information is available on our website at www.misstena.com, MissTena. And if you have a paranormal situation and you need help with it, doesn't matter where you're at in the world, contact us at GulfCoastParanormal.com. We'll do an initial assessment with a questionnaire, do an interview, and if we feel our investigation is warranted, we will help you find and secure a reputable paranormal team
it
in your area, and that will not charge a dime.
There you go.
You know, because we want to help. We want to help you, and we want to help educate.
Absolutely.
And we're going to make sure those teams have got the same value. But this has been a full hour.
And
of
you
paranormal.
Know
what?
Yeah.
What?
I want everybody to come on over here to Greater Good Ministry Radio and check out all the different programming. We've got Dr. Gregory Scott. We've got Amanda Dell. We've got Reverend B, the founder, Barbara DeDozier, right here.
Absolutely.
She's the founder of this. Come over. She's a great psychic, a great paranormal investigator, and what a humanitarian. Oh, my golly, bum. And check out the gift shop, the crystal shop, and her book is called Crystal Healing. Just come on over to Greater Good Ministry Radio. Check out the link.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, Amanda Dell, Messages of Light on Monday. You know, so, but you can learn all this if you visit her website at ggmradio.com.
Absolutely.
And that's where you can go to the different programming, the host, look at the jewelry, look at the bookstore, look at the crystals and stones.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's Greater Good Ministry Radio, and you can understand our messaging and what we're about there.
Absolutely.
You know,
it's all about love and light and trying to bring positive exchange of energy to everybody out there. Any readings that I proceeds will go
a portion goes,
portion goes
to
back right back
to
Greater
Good
Ministry
Radio.
Let's keep
so
it running.
Please book a reading at www.misstena.com, MissTena. So we're wishing everyone a good evening, and we'll see you next week at 7 o'clock Central for another edition of Primarily Paranormal with Psychic Tina Marie. Wishing everyone a good night.
Good night.